USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Tropical storm Ophelia, packing top sustained winds of 45 miles per hour, is barreling across eastern North Carolina, bringing with it high gusts, coastal flooding, and life-threatening rip currents northward into New Jersey over the weekend. Ophelia made landfall this morning near Emerald Isle, North Carolina, with maximum winds of 70 miles per hour. Forecasters predict 3 to 5 inches of rainfall across parts of eastern North Carolina and southeast Virginia tonight into Sunday. The White House is calling on Congress to avoid a government shutdown by passing funding legislation.
House Republicans failed multiple times this week to do their basic duty, keep the government running. Instead, they were pushed to the extremes with increasingly severe cuts to programs Americans rely on.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is urging House Republicans to honor the bipartisan agreement negotiated by Speaker McCarthy and President Biden. Congress must pass a funding bill by the end of this month to avoid a shutdown. New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez says he is not stepping down.
U.S. District Attorney Damian Williams for the Southern District of New York read the indictment charges yesterday.
The indictment alleges that through that relationship, the senator and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of bribes in exchange for Senator Menendez using his power and influence to protect and to enrich those businessmen and to benefit the government of Egypt.
Over half a dozen New Jersey politicians have called for his resignation, including Governor Phil Murphy. I'm Corey Myers.
And striking Hollywood writers and top studio executives met for a third straight day on Friday, ending with no agreement as the strike reached day number 144. The WGA said in a statement early on Saturday that the two sides would meet again on Saturday to try to work out a deal. Roughly 11,500 WGA members walked off the job in May, demanding higher pay and residuals in the streaming TV era, plus limits around the use of artificial intelligence. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Welcome to the Continental.
From the world of John Wick comes a Peacock original three-part event that takes us back to 1970s New York. The Continental.
This institution wields power beyond your imagination.
Let's take this house and everything that comes with it.
The Continental. From the world of John Wick. Streaming now.
And away we go.
Only on Peacock.
Around 64,000 portable generators made by Generac have been recalled due to serious fire and burn hazards, according to the United States Consumer Product Safety Council. The CPSC says the generator's fuel tanks may fail to properly vent from the rollover valve, risking a buildup of pressure inside the tanks. The pressurized tanks may then expel fuel when opened, posing those fire and burn hazards. In today's social media-dominated landscape, unconventional career paths are emerging, some of which might not appear as traditional jobs. A recent Morning Consult study reveals that 53% of Generation Z believe they have the potential to earn a substantial income as social media influencers.
It is someone who posts on social media to influence others, whether it's to buy products and to share ideas, what have you. That is generally, I think, a high-level definition of an influencer.
Ellen Briggs, a branding analyst at Morning Consult, supports this notion, emphasizing that individuals with a substantial following can monetize through avenues like product placements, endorsements, and affiliate programs. And Universal Studios Florida has kicked off its annual Halloween Horror Nights earlier this year with a record-breaking 48-day lineup of after-hours scares. Visitors can stop by the Orlando theme park between 6:30 p.m. and 2 a.m. each night and choose to enjoy interactive horror sets to live entertainment, a unique limited-time menu, and more. This year, park guests can test their bravery at 10 haunted houses and 5 scare zones where trained actors do their best to frighten their visitors. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.